going on, guys? How are we doing this morning? Pretty good. I know seventh grade's doing pretty good. They're ahead in the battle of the grades, but there's a few weeks. We'll see what happens there. Well, awesome. Hope everyone's having a great week. My name is JP Seeley. I'm the resident with Wake, if we haven't met yet, and I'm so excited to be here and share God's word with you this morning. So last week, Austin wrapped up our series Translate, about learning the lingo, common phrases that we say in our culture, and this month we're kicking off a brand new series called The Choice Is Yours, Making the Right Decision in Future Situations to Come. So guys, we make a lot of decisions. Does anyone want to guess the average number of decisions someone makes in a day? Shout them out. 7 billion. A little less than 7 billion. A little more than 100. A little more than 1,000. A little more than 7,000. Guys, the average person, according to the internet, makes 35,000 decisions a day. It's a lot, right? That's a lot of decisions. And you might be thinking, like, there's no way I wake up and, like, that probably means I've already made, like, 10,000 decisions at this point. But hang with me here. Like, we make a lot of subconscious decisions that we don't even realize. Like, when we wake up, you know, we choose our outfit. Do I want to wear a blue shirt or a red shirt? When I go to breakfast, do I want to eat apple or a Pop-Tart? You know, when we're playing a game and we're trying to see what state is the most south, do I choose Texas or do I choose Florida? Even though Florida kind of hangs on the end, you know? But, like, see, we make these decisions all the time. But then there are some other decisions that are a lot more weightier and are more complicated. And sometimes we don't know what the right answer, the right choice is, and how to respond to the right choice. So this series, we're going to look at a lot of situations that maybe you have come across, or if not, you will come across here in middle school and especially in high school. Some of these choices will be like, you know, when things don't go your way, what choice do you make? You know, when someone judges you or to say something about you, what choice do you make? So this morning, we're going to look at the choice of when you see someone doing something they're not supposed to or acting in a wrong behavior. We have two choices that we can make. We can speak up or we can stay silent. And what I mean by that is if someone says an inappropriate joke, do you speak up or do you stay silent? If someone were to lie to their parents about something and they're telling you about it, do you speak up or do you stay silent? Someone is cheating on a test. You saw it and they're proud about it and they're bragging on. Do you speak up or do you stay silent? People are gossiping, talking about others behind their back. Do you speak up or do you stay silent? So if you have your Bibles, I want you to open up with me to 2 Samuel chapter 12. And we're going to look at a story in the Bible where this prophet, whose name is Nathan, is going to go up to King David and he's going to speak up. So David, as the king of Israel, he was a good man, right? He was a man who was known as being after God's own heart. And David makes a mistake. And Nathan is going to go up and address it. But the question that I want to answer right before we jump into that passage is, why should we speak up if it's easier to stay silent? Why should we speak up if it's easier to stay silent? Because if we're honest, it's a lot easier just to stay silent and not do anything in these situations that I shared. You know, like, you see someone doing something, it's a lot easier to withdraw, you know, because we don't want to put ourselves in the spotlight. It requires stepping out of our comfort zone. Sometimes we worry about our reputation, you know, like, are people going to think different of me because I am speaking up, you know, against the flow of what people are doing. And in this story of 2 Samuel, David is like, he is the most popular person out there. Like, he's got the blue check mark on Instagram, you know, like, if he were to go to a Mavs game and they're showing celebrities in the stands, like, they show King David, you know, he's got his crown on, he's saying what's up. Like, David is, he's a well-known, respected person in this time. And Nathan is going to go up and address him. So in this story, we're going to look at three clear reasons as to why we should speak up against this kind of behavior and how we should do it in our lives, or y'all's lives as in school today. So read along with me. We're going to read the first few verses and kind of show these points as we go along. So 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 1. So the Lord sent Nathan, the prophet, to tell David this story. And there were two men in a certain town. One was rich and one was poor. The rich man owned a great many sheep and cattle, and the poor man owned nothing but one little lamb he had bought. He raised that little lamb and grew it up with his children. It ate from the man's own plate and drank from his cup. He cuddled it in his arms like a baby daughter. And one day, a guest arrived at the home of the rich man. But instead of killing an animal from his own flock and herd, he took the poor man's lamb and killed it and prepared for his guests. And then David was furious and said, "As surely as the Lord lives," he vowed, "any man who would do such a thing deserves to die. He must repay four lambs to the poor man for the one he stole and for having no pity." And then Nathan says to him that you are that man. Now I want us to stop here and see a very, like right off the bat, the first thing we see is that God does call us to speak up. Notice the first, if you go back in that chapter, if you read in your Bible, the first verses are the Lord sent Nathan. Like he had Nathan go to David with the intent that Nathan would speak up to David. We don't only see this here, but we see this in Galatians 6:1. Galatians 6:1 says, Paul in the New Testament writing, "Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back on the right path. And be careful not to fall in the same temptation yourself." So the two words that I think Paul says here that we see Nathan do that is so important as we speak up against this kind of behavior is the posture. He does it in a gentle and humble manner. Notice that Nathan doesn't just go up once he hears that King David messed up. He doesn't go, "David, bro, you suck as a king. Like, what are you doing? Like, you're supposed to be leading us and you're dropping the ball." But like he has an approach. Like he uses a story that uses a lot of detail and he uses it in a manner that helps David see where he's coming from. So we see that it's weird. God calls us to speak up in a gentle and humble manner because God calls us to speak up because, this leads into our second point, our words have an effect. Like, our words have an effect. We studied James back in January. We went through the whole book as a series, and I believe it was Jonathan Linder who talked on the power of the tongue in James chapter 3. And this verse in James 3:9 says that the tongue, talking about our mouth, sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses the one who's made in the image of God. So we see that just as we witness many of the times that words can be harmful, we know that words can be helpful. Like it says, it praises our Lord and Father. So you look. So we see Nathan, as soon as he says these words to David, immediately, like, David recognizes it. Nathan didn't throw him in jail, or like, he literally just said some words to David, and then in verse 13, we see David say, like, "I have sinned against the Lord." I remember back in college, I went to Liberty University, go Flames, and come on, and it's back in, it's about 5 years ago, I was talking, I lived in a dorm, and I was talking negatively of someone on my dorm and treating him very bad, and my RA, and what an RA is basically, is just like a parent on the hall, was getting lunch with me one day. And in conversation, I remember my RA asking me, like, "JP, do you like it when people talk negatively behind your back?" I'm like, "Well, of course not, right? No one likes that." And then he followed up that very question with, "Well, are you doing that very thing to this person?" And it was through those two questions that I really started to realize, like, the wrong that I was doing in my own heart. I'm like, wow, like I need to apologize. Like, I've been in the wrong. This led me to go apologize to my friend and repent before the Lord. But one thing that my RA did, and I think Nathan does here too, is goes back to Galatians 6:1. It's the posture. Like, he didn't be mean. He didn't be harsh. Like, it's not like he came up to me and just immediately, like, wrote me up and gave me points. Like, he sat down and had a gentle conversation with me to help understand. I think, you know, if we were to see someone in our time, I know, like, maybe you're in a group chat and someone is picking on someone else, or you're at school and someone says a joke about someone and you feel like it was too far or just crossed the line. It's important that when we speak up to these people, you know, maybe pulling that friend aside and being like, "Hey, like, I don't think that was the best or nicest thing that we could have said." the posture in which we say it versus just going in and immediately confronting speaks volumes. And I think, bringing this back, I think a lie that many of us tell ourselves is that, like, our words don't matter. That us saying something to someone isn't going to do anything. Like, they need to get detention, or they need to have a talk from, like, their parents' words matter. My words don't matter. But I just want to encourage you this morning that just as Nathan had influence over David, like, David respected Nathan. And as my RA had influence over me, that God has given you guys influence over your peers and has empowered you to use your voice to point others back to him. And I think many of the times speaking up can feel scary and uncomfortable because we believe this lie. So I just want to remind us that the same God who equipped Nathan to speak up has also equipped you in these very situations. And this leads to our final point that we see in this story, is that speaking up results in the good of those around you. Like, how many of you guys have had a coach, maybe a tutor, an instructor, like, anyone? Some of us? Okay. I played basketball, so I always, just as in any sport, you have a coach, right? And I think the value of a coach is that they can see things from an outside perspective that you can't see. Like, I remember, when in basketball, when I would shoot, I would keep my elbow out, and it was very evident that, you know, I wasn't making any baskets because something was wrong. And with a coach able to tell me how to properly do it, now all of a sudden when I listen to him and I implement it, like, it results in my good. And guys, Nathan's words resulted in David's good. Psalm 51, you don't have to turn there, is a chapter of David immediately following that conversation, like, apologizing before the Lord and changing his ways to live in the right way. Proverbs 27:17 says that iron sharpens iron as one man sharpens another. And that just, like, just as iron, you know, you use iron to sharpen and craft iron, guys, God calls us in community with one another to help make us live, you know, call us to a higher standard, live a life that's more honoring to him. And when we speak up to our friends, when they are making fun of someone else, maybe cheating, lying, whatever it might be, God calls us to use our words so that we can help each other live to that same standard. And the bottom line in all this is that God calls us to love others by using our voice for our good. And I just want to help us understand that when we see these situations happen, like when someone is talking the wrong way, like we mentioned a group chat, maybe someone makes an inappropriate joke in school, guys, I just want to encourage you that your words have power, that they matter, and that we have the choice to speak up and bring light into the situations. And I want to encourage you that, again, God has equipped us in our days and in these times to make these choices. So I'm going to pray for us, and then we'll get out of here. Sound good? Awesome. Well, Father, thank you for today. Thank you just that you've given us this time together, Lord. We know that there are times where you call us to stay silent and in certain situations, God, but as in all the conversations and situations and verses that we looked at today, we see, God, that these are opportunities where we are called to speak up and to expose just wrong behavior in a gentle and humble posture to point others back to you. So I pray that these students would walk out of here understanding that that you are good, and that when we see others living in these wrong ways, that God, that we can be empowered by your Spirit to speak up against this bad behavior or whatever else it might be. So, Father, be with us. We love you for all you do and say for us. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.